White. Orange, Michigan, June 17, 1869. Dear son, Edson, we shall be at Greenville next Monday and remain until Thursday morning. We may remain over the Sabbath, but cannot tell now. There has been an earnest invitation for us to go to St. Charles with tent and have meeting on the 26th, but we cannot decide in regard to the matter until after this meeting. I will write you definitely then if we are settled, and you can keep watch of mail, and I will write the first opportunity after I learn our decision. You feel unwilling to be reminded of your past failings, but we have spoken of them for your good. We have feared that we passed over your errors and wrongs as Eli did in the case of his sons. He expostulated, but did not restrain. You have chosen your own course, mid prayers and warnings and reproofs. The Lord has noticed your case, yet you have heeded not, until our hopes have been disappointed and buried. For you now to throw off the matter so lightly shows that you do not yet see your errors in the past, or have that repentance unto life that needeth not to be repented of. My dear boy, I will not burden you with letters, for if I write, I must write the sentiments of my heart. I must lay the burden of your case upon the burden-bearer. I will not try to present the errors of your ways before you when it is so distasteful to you. There is a judgment when all pride, vanity, folly, sin, and unrighteousness will appear just as it is without a particle of gloss. Sin will appear sin, and righteousness will appear righteousness. The reason I have spoken plainly is, I feared you would deceive your own soul until the time would be past for you to see the necessity of your forsaking your wrong ways and making efforts to be right. We feared the harvest would be past, the summer ended, and you unsaved. I have made one more effort. The last letter I wrote in the fear of God from a sense of duty. I feared you would do in the future just as you have done in the past, for your former promises have been like the morning dew. You have cost me intense suffering of mind because you would have your own way. I have longed to see you an instrument of righteousness, for God has raised you from a bed of death for this purpose, but you would not bear the yoke of Christ, and you have despised reproof. Until you are teachable, we fear you will never make a success in any undertaking. My soul is filled with sadness on your account. Says Christ, "Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect." Matthew 5, verse 48. Without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. I fear you will make a failure in the enterprise of everlasting life. Before God, I entreat of you to humble yourself as a little child. We do not ask for promises. We have had these, but we ask for you to show fruits. Bring forth fruits meet for repentance. Let your daily walk testify you are converted. I would not write you thus if I were not compelled to do so, knowing that if you mistake in the enterprise of everlasting life, it can never be remedied. Eternal consequences are here involved. Let me entreat of you to reflect now, while you may carefully review the past, which I cannot look upon without the keenest distress, and see and feel, if you can, over the life which has been worse than useless. You chafe to have the past held up to view. I want you to think it over carefully. Clothes we have bought you with our own money, you have from time to time trafficked away from a mere trifle, that you might have the means to carry out projects of your own. A sad, sad weight have you been upon our hearts. Now don't throw aside our reproofs, for God will hold you accountable for all the advice we have given, which you have walked through and lightly regarded, to carry out your own unsanctified will. I am now fully awake. God will accept of you only upon the condition of conformity to His will. I leave these lines with you. When you wish to hear from me, read the letters I have written the past year. Mother.